One of the recommendations of the Northern Territory Royal Commission into Juvenile Detention is to raise the age of criminal responsibility from between 10 and 13 to 14. Federal Indigenous Affairs Minister Nigel Scullion has said this was a good idea, but Amnesty International's Belinda Lowe thinks the federal government needs to actually lead and take some action now, as Roderick Chambers found out.
The federal government has said that they will take responsibility for some of the recommendations, but not very many.
So not all of them?
No, not all of them.
Oh, okay.
So only the recommendations where it specifically says the Commonwealth government. The rest of them they've left up to the Northern Territory.
All right, okay. And so are you aware of what the Northern Territory government's going to do?
Yeah, the Northern Territory government's put together a 5-year plan for implementation of the recommendations, and it goes into quite a lot of detail. But what we are missing is federal leadership on some of the issues where they said it would have implications for other states and territories.
Right, and that particularly relates to the age of children that are allowed to be locked up in detention. Mm-hmm. And at the moment, it's between 10 and 13 in most states, isn't it?
So at the moment, children as young as 10 years old can be sent to prison and put behind bars. And we're really talking about small children here.
Mm.
Every state and territory has the same age, so 10-year-olds can be sent to prison, including the federal government. So what we're asking for is the federal government to take some responsibility, take some leadership, and work with other states and territories to raise the age to at least 14, and then also do it in their own jurisdiction.
Criminal law is mainly a state matter. So what are the ones that the laws that the federal government are locking children up under?
So there are some federal laws around terrorism where federal government does have responsibility there, and children can be sent to prison. For those types of crimes, but we are mainly talking about states and territories here, and they deal with most of the children that come through the justice system and need to raise the age to at least 14 as a matter of urgency.
And what do you think then would be the mechanism to do that? Should it be something that's brought up at COAG?
It can happen in a variety of different ways, but because the federal government has responsibility for Australia's compliance with human rights, they need to be taking leadership because they're ultimately accountable. And, of course, COAG's the best way for them to do that, so they should be raising it on the agenda at those meetings and getting states and territories to work together on a plan to raise the age in each of their different jurisdictions. But, of course, at the same time as that, we want to see states and territories taking on some leadership themselves because they can raise the age immediately. They just need to take some action.
Well, it sounds like Nigel Scullion is sort of on board with this, doesn't it?
It does. It does. We're really pleased that he made the comments last week about raising the age and he recognised how important it is. But unfortunately, we've seen him make comments like that in the past relating to the Royal Commission and about the implications for other jurisdictions. And we haven't really seen any action follow from that.
Uh-huh.
So we need to see him put his money where his mouth is and take it to COAG and make sure that this change happens.
Could we get some sort of bipartisan approach here? I mean, what is the ALP saying they will do?
So we haven't heard much from the ALP at the moment. We were really pleased that Senator Dodson asked the question of Minister Scullion in estimates last week. We need to see something written down, something really tangible. And Bill Shorten, who is the Minister for Indigenous Affairs, has a really important opportunity here to actually make it happen and write it down.
And I think in many jurisdictions, not just the Northern Territory, the Indigenous population is far overrepresented in these systems.
Yes. So nationally, Aboriginal children are 25 times more likely to go to prison than non-Indigenous children. And it's much worse in Western Australia, Queensland and the Northern Territory.
Mm.
So we need to see some tailored responses for Aboriginal children that are culturally appropriate and led by communities who understand the nature of the problems and the best solutions for their kids.
Belinda Lowe from Amnesty International ending that report by Roderick Chambers.